Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Comey has done it again. It feels good. Yeah. It feels good. Did it. Oh, he's fucking fired. Sorry, Combs.
Oh.
Sorry, Comey.
Comb dog.
Comey, don't play that. He's fucking fired.
God.
Waiting to use that. Sitting on that for a long time. Sitting on that
Comey,
gold mine for a long time.
Don't play that.
That fucking dipshit is gone. They are currently, because we're taping this Tuesday night live as it's happening. They're giving him the OJ treatment on CNN. They are following with helicopters in Los Angeles down the 10 freeway in the black fucking Yukon, you know?
Yeah.
The Denali, the standard government issued, you know,
they're following
vehicle.
Him driving?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. In case you haven't switched on CNN in a while, they're a little short on news. Therefore, this is their new OJ, which is remarkable to me because everyone on the Democrat side, this is the most hated man in the history of the FBI for the Democratic Party, because they claim, and so does Hillary, by the way,
yeah,
that because Comey came out 11 days before the election and said, I'm reopening the investigation, that he changed the election, changed the course of history, and he ruined it for everybody. Now, it gets fired today, and it's like, oh, God, he was the greatest. We loved him.
He was saying he was the greatest.
They're on Jeffrey Toobin is his name. If that name doesn't sound familiar, look him up. You'll recognize the face with the name. He had a fucking goddamn meltdown tonight. I mean, a meltdown. Saying that an FBI director hasn't been fired since the Nixon administration, when Nixon was under investigation for Watergate, and this Russia is the new Watergate. It's not. Like, there's no...
Well, there's no reason to fire any... Like, if nothing is happening for you to fuck up...
Yeah.
Then there's no reason to fire you. And then something crazy happens and you fuck it up, you're going to get fired.
Well, he fucked
like
up.
You can go a long time.
He fucked up a press conference yesterday about the Hillary Clinton email scandal. And
he's
then had to.
Been fucking up press conferences forever.
For fucking ever.
Yeah.
And let's face it, he fucked up the Hillary trial. I still don't know what the fuck went on there. We'll get to that. We got some sponsors, though,
okay,
to take care. Because tonight I'd like to chat about what a waste of fucking time this Russia is, athletes on steroids in front of Congress, all of this shit, the last Supreme Court nominee, the fucking hearings for that. Like, I want to talk about what a waste of time and a crock of shit all of this is.
Yeah. So you threw a goblet of wine in my in my hand and you said, and you said, we're doing this fucking thing. Yeah.
Get in a fucking studio,
J-Balls.
Get in a goddamn studio, J-Balls. Fuck it. We're going live. We're going live.
Basically is what you did. So guys,
yeah,
I'm here.
Buckle up tonight. I feel like I'm on one. First and foremost, though, the sponsors who pay for this show are gods among men. I'm talking about straightrazors.com. If you don't use a straight razor to shave your face, you know what? You're a fucking communist.
Or a woman.
Yeah. Well, you should go live in Russia. You should go live in Russia. It is the finest shaving equipment on the face of the earth. And I use the face on purpose. Pun intended. Because you need it. I shave with it every goddamn day. And also use their aftershave and cologne every single day.
I like the cologne.
Oh, it's so good. Number one ranked in the world aftershave cologne. Their shampoo and conditioner is amazing, too. They got beard oils. They have everything for a fucking man. If you need a kit to be a man or something to buy your dad for Father's Day, go to straightrazors.com. Get him a kit. It's the best shit on the planet. Go to straightrazors.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION. You get 20% off. Again, REVOLUTION. You get 20% off on straightrazors.com. Next up, you know I'm on it tonight. You know I'm on some StrikeForceEnergy.com. Whoa. Wow. You almost ended that with like a Law and Order type of vibe is what you did for Strike Force Energy.
Bam, 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 bam.
Dun, dun. Yeah. Yeah, people, we got a lot of emails and a lot of messages about your Styx performance on the last show.
No, you didn't.
I did. Dead serious.
What'd you get? One?
Dead serious. We got, I think it was like 53, and they were like,
two emails.
Can she do that as a ringtone? Somebody asked for it as a ringtone. And I was like, I don't know.
That was off the cuff, people. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it again.
Would you want that as your ringtone? The
The Law and Order I used to have as my ringtone when I had a flip phone.
No, I'm talking about your Styx performance.
Oh, my Styx performance. Would somebody want it? I mean, you're telling me they do.
No, they can't argue. They do. But you felt.
I can't remember.
I thought
what
your
it
performance
was
amazing. But I'm surprised you don't remember.
Down from the ground and
nah.
I can't find it. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam.
I'm not going to keep beating.
I'm a wanted man.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep beating the horse, but.
Look, Strike Force Energy is, it's more than an energy beverage. It's more than fucking Michael Jackson's Elephant Man Bones.
Sure.
It's more than Buzz Aldrin. Like, if it was ever worth a shit. Strikeforce Energy is a real, tangible thing.
Yeah.
That will live in space and
Buzz,
among the stars
Buzz
forever.
Not?
Is he still alive? Is Buzz Aldrin alive?
Oh, God.
I'm asking the wrong person. If it's not about a desperate housewife, I'm not going to get a real goddamn answer.
I don't know much about the housewives. What do I know about?
I'll tell you what.
What do I know about?
Cooking shows.
And
you look up if Buzz Aldrin's still alive. I'm going to talk about StrikeForceEnergy.com.
It's the
tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch full of energy in the entire land. It goes in every single liquid you can imagine, and it is liquid. So it's not like a fucking shitty powder. You can pop it in anything, beers, waters, liquors, coffee, you name it, and it'll get you all hopped up. Daddy's all hopped on it tonight. They ship everywhere in the entire world. They have a subscription of the month club, and they have a 750 milliliter bottle, which is what I recommend. So you can boom, boom, and then go. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION. You get 20% off again. Next up, we got At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes, J-Bowles. Man.
I found out. I think he's alive.
Just go to Wikipedia. Just type, it'll say born and death. You only need two sites on this show.
No, I know.
Wikipedia and Google.
I know.
So just Wikipedia Buzz Aldrin. If he's fucking dead, they'll tell you. They'll also tell you that Ross Patterson wrote the finest fucking novel of this or any generation. It's no lie. It's on Wikipedia. It says that I wrote At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, and that it's available in bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, all the motherfucking .coms you can imagine. And the Audible. TheAudible.com. Pick up A Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. It'll change your life. Funniest book ever written. No lie. No lie. Perfect rating. What do we got for Buzz Aldrin?
He's 87.
And he's alive.
And he's alive.
Look at that. Look at that, Jables. God help you if you're wrong on this one. God help you if you're wrong.
I know, really. But it says he's alive.
Where does it say that?
It says on a site called Dead or Alive. Oh, no. In Wikipedia. And Wikipedia doesn't say he's dead. Where would it say that he was dead?
It would just say his born and death dates is what it would say. So is it?
It just says born January
20th, 1930. Okay. So look, you're saying he's still alive. He's still alive. He's still fucking alive.
I think Neil Armstrong is the one that's dead, right?
Yeah, he died a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He died a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, he's still alive. He's 87 years old.
That's what I just fucking said.
Still pumping dicks. Well, I'm double checking you, Jabes. It's not like your track record has been like Florence Griffith Joyner, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean,
Jackie Joyner Kersee. I'm kidding. I don't know. FloJo.
That's fine. But you know, when you throw also with
Jesse Owens. It's not like you're the Jesse Owens of our fucking podcast.
I'm more like the Comey. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm more like the Comey of facts.
You are. You're very loose with your facts.
Very loose and very like is it boisterous? What's the word? Very like adamant, you know?
Yeah.
Like about being wrong.
You're combing through the Wikipedia tonight. I like it a lot.
Combing through the what?
Give it another word. What else would you describe Comey as?
No, I'm saying me.
I know, but you're describing yourself as the Comey of
as
the show.
Comey, indignant, like very like.
Yeah, you're very steadfast. I like steadfast a lot.
Very condescendingly wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like somebody that can't read, but's like condescending about it.
Sure.
Like, oh, no, I can't read, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Anyway.
First of all, look, this motherfucker should have been fired a year ago at this point. Let's be honest. The whole party division of this whole bullshit with Comey is crazy to me. Democrats, you know, initially hated him, still do, because they claim that he threw the election, like he changed the election.
Do you think that he did?
Coming out 11 days before, yes. I think that helped a lot. It did. But again, I think... And, you know, we've talked about this off air, so we'll talk about it on for obviously the audience is I think there was something on that drive with Huma.
Well, she's the common Humador. Denominator, really, in all of this.
I think there was something on that drive and he didn't know who else had had that computer before him. And I think he was kind of boxed in and he was fucked. So I think to cover his own ass, I think he sat down last year, 11 days before the election, with this new information and said, all right, how do I keep my job for another 4 years? Because Hillary hated him already for the fucking shit with the Benghazi and the email scandal and all that other shit. I don't think he would have lasted with Hillary had she had gotten elected.
Right.
I think his only option was with Trump, where it's, hey, man, I fucking gave you the election. Or I gave you this gift of the election.
Did. Yeah.
You got to keep me on.
Okay.
And whether or not that was Trump's thinking or not.
You mean Comey's thinking?
Yes. Comey's thinking. But also Trump's of like, all right, great. I'm going to keep this guy around as long as he doesn't fuck up. But like, there's been a bunch of fuck ups security wise with the hacking. On both sides of the party, just in our fucking government as a whole. Mm-hmm. I think as a whole, too many leaks have been getting out. Mm-hmm. And he's the only one that's been there through both of this transition to Trump and Obama. And it was just like, all right, let's cut the shit, bud. Let's get you the fuck out of here. You know, and his former assistant director came out tonight, was just like, yeah, this guy should have been fired a long time ago. It's one of those things where it just made the agency and the FBI look like shit.
So he was trying to save his job when he went totally off, like
rogue,
rogue off protocol and decided to like announce doing an investigation, which is Unheard of.
And I'm sure we have more than one
FBI, like people that listen that are in the FBI, and they're like, no, you don't tell people when you're going to do an investigation.
You just do it.
You tell them after. Go ahead.
But here's my sneaky suggestion to all of this. I think he got caught up in the heat of this election and everything that was going on.
Thought that he could make a difference.
Yeah, the trials originally started in July with Hillary. No, I think he got caught up in the fame of it, of wanting to be famous and known. And I've never in my life, like, I think I only know like one head of the FBI's fucking name in my entire life. Usually those guys move in silence and you're like, all right, cool.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. And you're just doing your fucking job. No. I shouldn't know who you are.
No. I shouldn't know what you're up to.
No.
I should hear little leaks of it. I should have like people whispers, from the press telling
you.
Me that they might, but not you personally.
I felt like I was seeing him on TV every fucking day for like the last year. And
He all but was on Ellen.
I know. And you know what? After this whole shit,
he will
what
be.
CNN is setting him up to be, he will be.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to come out now and turn on Trump or some, you know, maybe Hillary too, and just say,
well,
here's the real fucking
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's writing a book now. She's getting paid a gajillion dollars to write this book. The speculation is in this book, according to a fucking leaked report, another leaked report,
sure.
Was that she's going to say in this book that she lost the election because of Comey and because Russia hacked the fucking election.
Okay.
The Russian thing, I still don't believe.
Yeah.
The Comey thing, sure. I think that had something to do with it.
Right.
You bet.
Yeah.
But I also think she was guilty. So I don't, you know, you smash up 15 Blackberries, turn them in a fucking plastic bag and say, you know, I have no evidence, and you destroy all your hard drives, throw that in a black trash bag and turn that in. Like, that doesn't, you know, that's not an innocent person who's just like, oh,
yeah,
here you go. I've got nothing to hide.
I think it started, you know, my thing on it. I think, which is even worse, I think they were just dumb. They were all technologically dumb, which I don't know what's worse, like having malice, you know, having bad intents with it, or just not knowing how to fucking. Huma would have to print out emails, like send them.
That's what I heard. Is that true?
I don't know if it's true, but I heard it as well. So I guess maybe there is some truth to it in that Huma had to send emails home to Wiener.
Yeah,
he's just sitting on his fucking dick.
Yeah, well, he's not sitting on it. He's taking pics of it. So
right,
in between
pics.
Like, hey,
in between dick pics.
With his kid on his
he's
lap.
He's sitting on you... him, just sitting on his dick.
Yeah, just
folded back.
It. Yep.
As like extra cushion.
Sure.
And she would email, she would send him classified emails.
Right. And he would
print them out.
So she could read
them. She, for some reason, couldn't print them out so that she could take them to Hillary, because Hillary needs things to be like very old school, right? Like, give it to me in writing and with a quill.
Yeah.
Because she's like old as shit and uses a fucking 1990 BlackBerry.
Right. Well, here's what I heard. Within the FBI, I heard the FBI leak that information on her simply because they fucking hated her and they didn't want her family, and her family in office for eight more years, and they wanted Trump.
Yeah.
That's what I heard about the 11-day election thing.
Oh well, that
and I also they also said, and again, these were some friends of mine who had worked in the White House, who had said that everything did it went through Huma, but she was very. It was a one-word answer through Huma, like gum, paper, cup, juice. Now go get this, and that Hillary wouldn't communicate directly with people who worked around her or for her. Everything went through Huma, and then Huma would then tell them what to do. And that Huma was just a fucking lapdog, and she just that was it.
And I think
that
she
was her bestie, and that was her.
But I think
only
she was
friend,
also
and,
a mess, right? Because she had to do so much, maybe Huma.
Possibly. I think the only reason she was a mess is because she had a fucking idiot husband who, you know.
Yeah.
Who, because look, every girlfriend's always had a super fan friend who you're just like, we all, look, every girl has had one in the history of girls, has a super fan friend who will go to the grave with them and do whatever they say.
Right.
For some reason, that's the way girls are, and that's you know, wouldn't you say you've had a few in your life? We don't have to say who they are.
You've
had a few of them.
I don't think I've been that.
You've not been that, but they've been super fans of you where they're like, okay, cool, I'll go ahead
and
jump
out of that. Can you blame them, though?
Well, now you're sweet. You're sweet, Jabes.
I'm pretty
sweeter than two bees
sweet,
fucking.
Dude. I'm like chill as fuck. I'm awesome. Yeah. I'll make you Danishes. I'll fucking party with you.
Yeah.
I'll never get mad at you.
Are you trolling for a new best friend right now? Because that's what it
I
sounds like.
I might need one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, if you I'm are, lonely. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
You work all day, Ross.
I'm lonely.
I don't get to see you at
lonely.
Night.
All my friends are horrible.
So Huma was the lap dog. That
got
was
you.
Your Egyptian elephant lap. Your lap
yes.
elephant. And I think the White House didn't want to put up with that whole fucking charade for eight more years.
Okay.
Trump seemed like the best option. And look. As far as like defense goes and secrets and fucking all that shit, Trump likes to blow shit up
so
and
I
care.
Guess,
he cares about the military, the FBI, the CIA.
Yeah.
He cares about that shit. And he cares about things being secretive.
Yes.
That's
very true.
That's why there is because.
That's why Comey's got to go, dude.
Yeah. And but let's also put this on the table here, because if you think in a million years that, you know, whoever hacked into Hillary's shit. They obviously dug as deep as they could go on Trump. And the only thing they found, they didn't find any emails. They didn't think they'd find anything in writing. That motherfucker must be smart as shit. What did they find? A hot mic from 2005 with Billy Bush in a fucking bus about grabbing pussies. Like,
again, though, he hasn't been in politics.
Right.
Like,
right. But still, you would have figured
is the dirtiest.
Doesn't matter. You would have figured the way he's, you know, I guess shit on in the press. That he would have fired off one email or a text in his lifetime that had like the N-word in it, or that said, you know, something super racist, or, you know, right. I cheated on my wife, or whatever the fuck it was.
Right.
And they don't have anything that, thus far.
Yeah.
But you would have figured, like if a Paula Deen thing would have popped up from like, oh, he said the N-word in like the 70s, you would have been like, probably.
Yeah, well, of course he did. And he did cheat on his wife, and he has had a million of them.
But the point is, he doesn't have any fucking thing. Like, how does he not have any paper trail?
Yeah.
Man's got no heat on him.
Yeah.
No heat.
So back to Comey, though. So are you thinking that, are you feeling that he was smart enough to do all this purposefully? Or is he just, like, stupid or what?
Comey, I think, was just trying to save his job.
Okay.
And then I just think he was dumb.
He did it the wrong way.
I think he was dumb all along the way.
Yeah.
And... in the end, look, the guy should have been fired a long time ago. I think in the end, it caught up to him all these dumb mistakes where it's like, hey, man, this is you're just
even
too
the last,
dumb.
The last
this
press conference
dumb.
That he did, he was
yesterday.
Just like flailing and just like almost having a nervous breakdown. Like you obviously, if it was, that's why the argument of him wanting fame doesn't really make sense, because he just cannot.
No,
because
you know what happens with fame.
Though.
But that's everybody. They can't handle it. Like I've seen very few people in my life handle fame well.
Well, he was, I mean, infamous. I don't think he realized he was going to be infamous.
Right.
But
most people don't. Like you take, you know, these fucking weirdos from reality TV or whatever, like John and Kate plus eight, that guy. I remember seeing his first interview and all he did was have eight kids.
Right.
And he was, you know, oh, yeah, I'm on the fucking red carpet with Diddy. And they were like, are those diamonds? He's like, no, these are CZs, cubic zirconia. And you're just like, all right, if somebody as minute as that with zero power and fucking lame as having, you know, being famous for having eight fucking kids through whatever, you know, sperm was shot up her vagina with a fucking turkey baster, you know, in the rain that was pre-frozen and, you know, fucking Prince was on in the back. I don't know. If you can have a guy like that who thinks he's got some sort of fame or power, just completely have a meltdown. Imagine the director of the FBI where you're just like, every single thing you do is scrutinized.
Right.
And you already have 65 million people who voted for Hillary Clinton pissed off at you for throwing the election.
Why he wouldn't know that when he came out.
I think he's dumb. I just think he's dumb.
I think that's your answer, basically.
Yes, and I think he's just too fucking dumb to realize any of it. And I think
he does have like a really unlikable face.
I think right now, There is about 12 publishers in New York City who are literally on the phone just pawing at any angle to get this book, whatever this book is going to be, because you know it's going to be massive.
Who's dumb, actually, I guess.
Yeah.
If you really...
So maybe all of this shit, he was just like, cool, I'm famous enough. I'm going to make 10 mil off this book deal. I'm not going to make that working for the fucking FBI.
No.
Let's deuce on this.
I hate my old boss. I'm going to hate my new boss.
Yeah.
So
my
what
life's
going to
be
do?
Shitty anyways. Yeah. Everybody fucking
what
hates
am I gonna
me.
Do?
Yeah. Cause I mean, you know, after his book comes out and whatever, I think he becomes one of those commentators for like CNN where it's just like,
really?
Yeah, we've got the former director of the FBI here, James Comey. Like, it happens to all of them. All of those fuckers who are in trials, who got, you know, ran over or whatever, they always come back to, like, CNN for some reason, where it's like, oh, we've got former press secretary of the fucking losing party of this from 2004, and you're like, why?
CNN is like a hodgepodge of just, like, misfit kids.
Just weird that, like, fucking rejects.
Did weird
and,
shit.
Yeah. And I'm not saying Fox or MSNBC is any better. Like, shit, when I saw this at the gym tonight, right before we went on, like, Chris Matthews is a piece of shit too on MSNBC, where you're just like, god damn it. Rachel Maddow is just like, Christ,
Maddow.
She is using that 1 hour like it is a scripted fucking daytime series of my time for me, watching my soaps on ABC, where you're just like, fucking A, Rachel. I feel like she's a character in a novella where it's just like the lesbian in distress, where you're just like, what
she's
the
just
fuck?
Like super dramatic. I actually can't watch her anymore. So
I know I can't either. I can't
so I
either.
Actually don't know what
I think
she's
and
been
here's the thing,
doing
full disclosure
since that tax show.
I didn't mind her. Yeah, I didn't mind her whole shtick before because it was kind of entertaining. I think she genuinely lost it when Trump won and now it's just fucking bulls on parade for her every night where it's, you know, she's
people
just going to rage against this
I mean,
one.
People...
She's number one. By the way, she's number one in cable ratings as of today. The new ratings came out.
Dang.
Dang, son. So,
I don't know what that says, but okay.
It just says that all this shit, all these news channels, look, Fox started it with Bill O'Reilly, so it's not like we're playing sides here or anything, because Bill O'Reilly is a piece of shit, too. But
have you heard his podcast?
No, but that's what he's got now. It's high. It's high
in
the charts.
He's had it for a really long time. He's
now
got like,
but now it's like
oh,
top
yeah.
five. He's going to cash
like,
the
whatever,
fuck in off of
this is
of
what
that.
I'm doing now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good for him. But
exactly.
I think all of them, starting with Bill O'Reilly, like this whole movement of we're going to pick a side and tell a story tonight rather than actually report the news.
Yeah, we're going
to
get everybody
what
all.
Happened to all of this shit.
Yeah.
But me personally... I'm tired of all the government antics towards bullshit. Russia, we can't do anything about it. The right. election's over. Get the fuck over it. If you're a Democrat, huddle up. Huddle up and deal. You know, quit fighting every last of shit like the Supreme Court nominee. Like, no, we're going to have a drawn out hearing for this and fucking state everything under the sun and grandstand and fucking be on TV.
Everybody's just getting back at everyone, right?
Right.
So I'm
gonna across the board.
Get back at you for this and I'm going to get back at you for this. And nobody's really thinking about
no, nobody
what
really cares.
Should happen.
Yeah, they only care about themselves.
And things will go as they
but
go.
But I don't think
really.
Taxpayer money should be spent on that. I don't think taxpayer money should be spent on this fucking Russia shit. I don't think taxpayer money should be spent on the trials of every athlete who's ever done steroids. I don't care about Lance Armstrong. I don't give a shit about Barry Bonds' steroids. I don't give a fuck about Mark McGwire. I don't give a fuck about Roger Clemens. Yet you're going to drag these trials out forever. Spend taxpayer money on this bullshit. Same with the Russia thing. What are you going to prove? Like, what's your end result?
Can I ask you a dumb question?
Sure.
That I think a lot of people want to ask, but maybe they like, is it not okay for people in the U.S. to like talk to have conversations with people in Russia as far as like political figures go?
Well, here's the weird thing.
So the only thing they say, and I feel like it's to rile up Democrats, right, is that we've got a conversation. Are they like not supposed to?
No,
talk
I mean, look, there's
they're making
there's,
it seem like if you just talk to them, it's bad.
Russia has the same, you know, diplomats as we do. So all of us send
why can't
diplomats
they have
to other countries, and they all have There's pictures.
Okay, so what is the
there's
big
pictures
deal?
Of Pelosi and fucking Chuck Schumer with
it has
Putin
to happen.
And it has to happen on both sides. So like, I don't care. Not only that, I think Russia's fucking rad. I think China's I think Russia's rad. I think China's rad. I think with the three of us, we're the fucking highest powered ranked fucking countries in the world. Why not just get together and dominate shit?
I think that's what Trump wanted, and then Putin just started pissing him off.
Yeah, but like,
I think that's exactly what Trump wanted, right? Hey guys,
I think
let's
so.
Let's fucking do this, I know, bros. He's I know. All calling him up. What's up, guys? Like, why can't we just be friends? And they were like, oh yes, we will be friends, except for I'm going to this place without telling you.
I found it real fucking cool that China stepped in for this North Korea thing that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, Trump had him down at Mar-a-Lago
move.
And it was just like the president down
sweet
there and it was just like,
move, dude.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, cool. Like, why not work together? I'm sure there's a trade agreement worked out along the way, which there should be. If you're going to team up and have an Avengers style world where it's just like you've got the Hulk and Superman and fucking Batman, you know, all working together. Like, yeah, you're going to have favors here and there. Who gives a fuck? Sure. That's the way it used to be run. Back in the day, mafia used to run shit. Like, shit was fine.
So when
the people who got killed deserve to be killed, probably.
Yeah.
You know, Frank Sinatra.
The bat. Yeah.
You know, let's go back to those days where it was just like, cool.
He fucked my wife.
He fucked my wife.
It
Kill
was
him.
An honor.
Yeah.
So I think that tagline of just like, we have conversations with Russia is just to like get everybody riled.
Yeah. Look.
Because I feel like there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's to give everybody around. The Russia thing, I think, is just such bullshit. I think it's just everybody's looking for an excuse on this election where it's just like, sure. I don't understand. It's like, right. Dude, instead of looking for excuses on the election, just go and find a new candidate and start building them now. You know when the next election is. Just build up the next fucking person, whoever that's going to be.
Right.
Just build him up so I can stand on my own. Build up that person. Like, oh, this is a fucking waste of time. And again, I know we've talked about this on another show, but I think you keep fighting all this stupid shit. People are just starting to hate you more and more for 4 years, where it's just like, you're the fucking boys who cried wolf mm-hmm. for 4 years, and everybody's going to hate you in 4 years, and Trump will probably get reelected just because of this stupid shit. Like, who cares? I'm so sick of hearing the fucking word Russia. Same with, you know, again, with the athletes and the steroids and all this other shit. I don't care. Don't fucking pay for this shit on taxpayer dollars. Like, don't do it.
Like, you know how I feel about it.
Yes. You and athletes, you want all your athletes to be on steroids.
I want them all to be on steroids.
Yes.
I want to be watching, like you're saying, like Avengers. I want to be watching like
people,
a superhuman
souped up
game,
humans.
Dude.
Yeah, and kill each other.
Kill each other. Listen, like I said, not with football, maybe, or boxing, but like,
I don't know, football. Look, football's
or
a different
MMA.
Story.
That's pretty hardcore too. But like, listen, baseball, soccer.
Look, even football to a certain extent.
Bike racing,
Bicycle racing. I to a certain extent of football. I think there was a guy named Joe Thomas for the Cleveland Browns who has never missed a snap in like fucking 10 years or something crazy. Like not one down where you're just like, Jesus, it's like this big, big fucking lineman.
Sure.
And they were asking him, they were like, dude, don't you think playing this long and playing this hard, like, you know, you're going to have memory loss and CTE and all that other shit. And his answer was, yeah, probably. But he's like, you name another profession where I get paid this much. And you're like, it's got a point.
I guess.
You know, like this this Bonacani who came out today was just like, you know, he's 86 and he's like, I can't remember things and I'm frustrated about shit. He played, you know, 14 years in the NFL for the Dolphins. And it's just like,
well, he's 86.
One, he's 86. Two.
Like, let's.
Or maybe 76. One of the two.
Oh, 76 is different.
That's not. The human life expectancy for a man in the United States is 74. Not only is he past it, but he's been rich. And he said it. He was like, look, football's afforded me a great life.
Right.
And I take the same stance where it's like, if you're Lance Armstrong, who was on trial for all that shit and he was making a gajillion dollars.
Yeah.
Granted, he was a fucking shitbag for taking
total
the whole cancer.
Shitbag still is.
The whole cancer thing.
Still is.
And still is. But he probably got in his mind where he was like, fuck, I can make hundreds of millions of dollars just by taking steroids. Let's do it. Let me ask you this. If you're a young lady, let's say you're a softball player, in high school.
Okay.
And there was a female Major League Baseball. So let's say it was like that Tom Hanks movie with Madonna and Gina Davis.
League of their own.
League of their own. But let's say it paid as much as men.
Yeah.
Would you do steroids to get a $100 million contract?
You know what? I wouldn't.
What?
I don't know.
You're joking me.
I hate what it does to girls' bodies.
$100 million.
But you're going to be like fucking ugly and have no boobs and like.
Look, guys, it goes both ways too, where it's just like, you know, you get back and you lose your hair, dick shrinks for some people if you're not doing it right. Because look, to do it right and to be that powerful, you really got to start stacking.
Yeah, if I could do like A-Rod style where you like still look sweet and you're fucking awesome and you're just like playing better.
What would you do, Jabes?
Yeah, I would do that.
All right. Because you seem to waver.
You know what?
Me,
as a girl,
shoot
though,
me up, son.
I think it's different as a girl. What it does to, like, you've seen it.
Oh yeah.
What to women. There was a girl at the gym today. Fucking worse than what it does to guys.
There was a girl at the gym today who was more jacked than a fucking El Camaro in a Mexican's front yard. Where you're just like, oh shit.
Sure.
Do you think it was
steroids?
Yes.
Had to be.
Okay. I've never, like, she was too big, and you could tell she had some acne on the back of her arms and shit.
Sure.
And it also, like, it does something weird to your hair. Like, it thins it out, and...
it fucks with your hormones.
Yeah.
Man.
And with when women, I saw her, I was just like, oh, you're on steroids, but you're at, like, fucking Planet Fitness. Like, you're not...
That's what I was just gonna say. She was
you're not,
Planet
like, training
Fitness?
For the Arnold Classic.
She's like, probably, like, in town for something and just had to hit up.
Yeah, but and by the way, I've seen a few people who listen to the show at the gym, and they're like, "Why do you work out here?" And it's like, it's the only gym down in my area, but
that's open super late as well.
I know,
like because
I'm a late guy.
I'm a late guy.
So it's the only thing open, but it's not like it's a judgment free zone.
I have heard
the Lunk alarm go off, by the way, but
I can't believe that actually happened.
It's a real thing.
I hate that place so fucking much.
Yeah. Well, it's my only option. I will say this.
It's so purple.
There's nobody there.
It's so purple.
Nobody's there.
Why purple?
I don't know.
It's gross.
I think it keeps you awake. I think it keeps you awake is what it does. There's nobody there for me. It's open all night, 24 hours. And fucking you free tans and shit, like... massages, the whole fucking nine. I'm a fan of it. I don't care.
Don't they have pizza night, which like makes me fucking crazy?
The
pizza
first
night
Monday
at a gym, you guys.
Yeah, the first Monday of the month,
so
they have
fucking
pizza night. No, it's not smart if you really think about
it. No,
all of that weight you're losing, they want you to gain it back and fucking re up your membership.
Have you ever had
harder.
A slice? Have you ever had a slice there?
Yes, I have. I'm guilty. Guilty as charged.
Yeah. And then, like before you went in on the way out.
I can name when it was too. I can name exactly when it was. It was January of last year. So it was right after New Year's. Because you know, you've been going hard all holiday season and you're like, man, first of the year, I'm getting back in shape.
But it's so hard.
It's so totally. But it's the first Monday of the month, so it's not the first of the year. So like, you know, you'd been good, you know, on diet. I've been good on a diet for a couple of days, and I was like, I feel good. I feel great. And then afterwards, like, there was 19 boxes of pizza just sitting out at Planet Fitness. And I was like, on the way out, I just fucking jammed and went. I didn't even take I didn't even put on a paper plate.
Thankfully, it was on the way out.
Yeah. But
nothing will make me eat more than if somebody says I look skinny. Like, as soon as, like, the other day, my friend was like, oh, you're looking thin. Boom.
Yeah,
whole pizza.
A whole
because,
pizza.
Because I'm doing good.
Yeah,
people are noticing.
Reward yourself.
Reward yourself. Like a dog with food.
Yeah. Reward. You know what's funny? You say
I know.
That?
I saw it at that place too.
I saw a sign.
Yeah.
At
our meal prep place.
Yeah, the meal prep place was like.
It really stuck with me.
You're not a
me.
Dog. Don't reward yourself
it
with
stuck
food.
With
Same
me.
Here. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Am I doing that?
Is that like a Pinterest meme where I was just like.
I don't know, but it like it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. It really
I was
fucking
like,
worked.
Dang. That's gross.
Ding, son. Ding.
Also, ding, 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 ding.
Ding, dude. Yeah, but that quote, I saw that too, and I was just like, oh, boy. It's kind of true, I guess. Like,
anyway.
Yeah.
It is true.
I feel like oddly not disgusting about making food.
What are you talking about?
I do feel a reward sitch for food, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, we definitely, because we like work out for certain events.
Yeah.
So like we for sure reward ourselves with food like a dog.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because right now we're getting ready for a live show. I'm shooting a movie and then we have that premiere in LA. And
yeah.
I'm definitely, you know, we're working out super hard for that. And then afterwards, it'll be all downhill.
Shit, lots of rewards.
Actually, we're shooting that thing in July, too.
Oh, dang. Never
the
mind.
The Gambler 500, we're shooting that as well. And then the book tours after that. So
you don't get to,
I don't get to do
get a treat.
Shit,
you don't
yeah.
get to get a treat.
My treat will be at Thanksgiving, where I will just sit down full keg. Since we got that keg of Wilmington Brewery from the Wilmington Brewery Company.
You've been dreaming about it.
I just want to put one of those in my living room mm-hmm. with some ice and just not leave the couch. Like on a Sunday and just watch mm-hmm. a full slate of football.
Yeah.
Full slate and just, fuck it, drink it right out of the tap. Just
why not?
Drink right out of the tap.
Why not, dude?
Because beer is one of the first things you cut when you're dieting and you're like, all right, I got it. Like, yeah. And especially good beer. Because the shitty beer, like, you know, fucking... Coors Light is fine. Bud Light's the worst. Bud Light's my when I see people drinking Michelob Ultra, I fucking lose all of my shit. Where it's just like, hey man, you and I both know you're not getting drunk off this.
Yeah,
and you're just consuming.
And it's also not that much
barely
less
flavored yeah. water at this point. Where you're just like, and if you are getting fucked up off of Michelob Ultra, chances are we're not friends in real life anyway. So
sure.
It's like, I don't want to know you.
Yeah,
I don't want to fucking hang out with. Like, if I went over to somebody's house and they were like, "Hey, man, you look thirsty.
We should go to a bar.
I bet you've had a long week of work. How about I grab you a Michelob Ultra?" Be like, I'm sorry. How about you grab between your legs and see if there's still a dick and balls there? Because no fucking man would ever have Michelob Ultra inside of his goddamn household.
We should start a movement where we Michelob slap.
Yeah.
Like if you see somebody at a bar
it,
or
at
a party with Michelob Ultra, you just slap it
slap
out of their hand
of
and run
hand.
Away.
At least Zima is like a fucking, you know, 6.0. Like let's get loose. I can get fucked up off of a case of Zima and like be like, call it a day.
Right.
You know? Bud Light and Michelob Ultra is just like, there's nothing in it. It's like, oh, this is a 4.2 or whatever the fuck it is. It's like
right.
3.8 or whatever. It's like, oh.
Coors Light was the first thing I ever got drunk on.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I look, Coors Light is fine. Like, that's my.
No,
that's
like your memory, your bad
no,
like,
it's,
puke
it's,
memory.
No, it's not. It's my go to if I like, you know, if I'm at a party and somebody grabs like a quick six or a 12 where it's just like a Coors Light, it's like, all right, I can, like, out of the, American beers, that's fine. Budweiser is what I would prefer.
Okay.
Just a fucking classic Budweiser. I don't know what they did to the Bud Light because it tastes like shit. I don't mind a classic cold Budweiser.
Right.
I'm just like, all right, great. Bud Light, though, I could stuff right up. I could keister it, go right up my junk hole with it and be fine with my life. Where it's just like, I'll shit that out someday.
Okay.
But those are my two. But usually I go, you know, because I was trying to think about this and I was like, I think I go off the reservation a little bit. Like I go to Corona if I'm forced.
Oh, yeah.
With like a stock standard beer. Yeah. That's not a craft beer. That's not.
That has memories. That's like a tuna casserole.
Yeah.
For
where
me.
It's like, all right, well, oh, God.
It is
gross.
Corona.
Gross.
Corona is like every party just after high school in the summer.
Is it? Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you grew up on the beach. You grew up on
yeah,
the beach. Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah. I it reminds
did.
Me of like the
that
Caribbean
Pacifico.
Or whatever, where you're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I get that for you. For me, growing up in the South, it was Bud. Budweiser.
Of course.
Yeah, because it was.
Of course.
You could throw right in the Chattahoochee River. The river was freezing cold all day.
Uh-huh.
So you could just pull it right out of the river, just like in the commercials, and drink it and be like,
And be like, yeah.
Yeah, we're down yonder on the Chattahoochee. It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. And you just.
Did you really open a beer just now? It
yeah.
really sounded like you
I know.
Did.
I know. And that's what I'd do. That's what I would do in the South. And so that reminds me of the South. But having lived in LA for as long as we did, you're right. Corona, Pacifico. Also, like, there was a massive Mexican population there. So
true, and I mean that was
really our Budweiser.
Our Mexican food is the fucking best in California.
It is. It is. The California's got the best Mexican food, hands down.
I mean, more than Mexico, I would say.
Probably.
Controversially,
well, you know,
I will say.
You know, I like my Mexican food to be American. Like, I don't.
Right.
That fucking, you know, where it's just a tortilla, like whatever those green, you know, flour shakes are, and then like fucking, you know, four squares of beef. Like, I'm good. Don't squeeze a lime on that and tell me it's a fucking taco.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
I like
our portions are a little bit.
Yeah,
better.
I like. I want cheese on it. I want a huge hard.
Well, you like
shell.
Gringo sauce too.
Yeah. You bet.
Which
I do.
Is sour cream, you guys, and he
sour
likes
love it.
Many sides.
Many
of sour
dollops.
Cream.
Many dollops.
If anyone's a server out there, like food server. Ross is the guy that's like, can I get another?
Can I get another sour cream?
Yep. Can I get another sour cream? Can I get one more sour cream?
Yep, for the tacos and the pea skins. Potato skins, you yeah. know I go hard in the paint with an extra sour
Anyways,
cream.
Anyways, are we talking about food again?
We're
I'm
not.
Sorry. I feel like it's my fault because I always want to talk about
we're
food.
We're not, but this was the Planet Fitness in you, you know, coming
True,
back around.
True, I got you. I got you.
Coming back around. But that's where I was today when I found out the Comey news.
Yeah.
And
so.
I got to see it, by the way. I got to see it again because I was on the treadmill when this happened. And there was 12 TVs lined out atop of me and everybody else was on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. It broke. That story broke when I was physically at the gym. And again, I got to see it happen on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News.
And you said, I don't know if you said it
all
yet,
at the same time
in the show that Comey was seeing it at the same time as you.
Yeah, that's the rumor right now. I don't want to lead with that. But the story I read online just before we went on air said that he was actually speaking to some FBI agents. There was a TV on behind him during his speech to them. And it said in the background he had been fired and then somebody had handed him a letter shortly afterwards. And everybody was in shock. And then it was on Drudge Report, and then that's what CNN was reporting as well. Then, you know, when I came home, CNN was following him from the air in the helicopter.
Got
which,
you.
If this was your stock standard firing, one would think he would have been called into the White House and said, "Hey, man, we're gonna fire you. We're gonna let you go, whatever." Yep. But he was in Los Angeles, or was that part of the drama with Trump, where he was just like. Mm. Let's fire him in L.A.
Yeah.
knowing they're going to fucking chase this car down the freeway and it's going to be a whole thing.
I wouldn't put it past him for sure.
I wouldn't either. But I also enjoy this.
But Comey would have had to done something like Trump does that to people that like cross him. He doesn't do it to like nobody for.
That's what I think, too.
For people for no reason.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't fucking know.
Because by all accounts and his you know, Trump's had the same like fucking butler at his house for. 45 years or whatever, this old guy.
Me too. I
know,
love my guy. He's
awesome. But they were interviewing him and they were like, what's he really like? And he was just like, he's fucking rad, man. Like,
who?
The butler said that. He was just like,
butler said that Trump was rad?
Yeah, he was just like, he's just a good dude. He's pretty loyal. If you're nice to him and polite to him and good to him, he's like, he's a pretty loyal guy. You just have to work hard and do your shit. Comey's a guy that deserved to get fired, so I don't really feel bad about his whole stitch.
Sure, no.
Plus, he's going to walk away with a massive fucking payday from this book, so it's like, whatever. Now the craziness really starts, because now, whatever this first interview is going to be, and whatever he's going to say, or not be able to say, is going to cause speculation. So this whole fucking thing's going to drag out. I think this Russia thing's going to drag out for years now at this point, and I think we're stuck with that. And this is going to be the one card that Democrats try to hold on to, which, whatever, fuck it. Because I think if you're holding on to that one card too tightly, then you miss everything else going on behind you. So is that all part of the master plan? I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know, but all of it's very, very interesting.
Interesting.
Couple other things that are interesting, by the way.
Okay.
Aaron Hernandez today.
That's right.
Baez.
Is the fucking man. If I ever get into some hot water, please. I actually have a Baez fund now.
Yeah. We all should, to be honest with you. We all should.
You have to have a fund that if something happens to you guys, you get Baez.
Yeah. Yeah. You should. Because what happened is exactly what we said on the show.
Which doesn't happen often, but it happened.
Well, a lot of people are calling me Rostradamus again, but
that's true.
For digging up this story.
Yeah.
But I, because when I read it, I was like, man, this actually makes sense. So with what transcribed today, nah, that's not a word.
I think
transpired.
It is. Transpired.
Yeah, I was going for a big word there. I was going for a real big word. With what transpired today is exactly what I said was happening. He hung himself, and you know, with
well,
that,
he already hung himself. We know that.
Yeah, but with him hanging himself, mm-hmm. obviously, he was cleared for the first murder.
Yep. Because he did it while he was in appeal.
Oh yeah.
So somebody put that puzzle together, and I'm guessing his name is
Bias. Yeah. Because right before we went on air, by the way,
mm-hmm.
story on TMZ. Again, this was a fucking huge night, which is why we're doing an extra show this week. This is why I wanted to go. And do this show tonight.
Go hot.
They are already looking into his NFL contract, is what TMZ is reporting.
What do you mean they're looking into it?
Biases.
Well, yeah, obviously, right?
Well,
that was the whole...
That's what we've speculated all along.
We've speculated, well...
Yes, I find it odd that he hangs himself.
Mm-hmm.
He gets cleared,
mm-hmm.
like a week later of like this other murder. I don't know how you got through the judiciary system that fast. And then, within hours of that, Baez is like, you know what? I think we should definitely look into this NFL contract.
Yeah.
Seems a little suspect to me. And they were like, don't you think that this is what he was doing all along? No, no. We talked to him, and we believe that, you know, he could have appealed and gotten off of his thing and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like,
mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
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 Not if he was alive.
No, not if he was alive.
And I think he knew that, and I think Baez knew that, and I think the surprise of him hanging himself was just like, what? There had to be something else. There had to be something like he morally, for his family, did the fucking right thing. Did he?
I think he did. I think he did. I think he did, and like I think all of this is unfolding. I think all of this is unfolding exactly, you know, what we said, and that fucking article, that, you know, that obscure article that dropped on a Friday night that nobody has talked about. Like, I think that's what's going to happen. They're going to go after that money the Patriots have on him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they interviewed the mom of Odin Lloyd, and they were like, what do you think? And she was, you know, she was like, God will take care of it and has a plan and all this stuff. And it was just like, look, man, I'm kind of thinking Baez could beat God in a trial at this point.
At this point, that's what I feel. Between Casey Anthony and Aaron Hernandez, I don't know what he can't do.
Well, we'll find out. Because you know whatever the next big thing coming down the pipe is.
Kind of makes me want to murder.
He's going to be on it. The other thing, lastly, this is yet another thing that came through late tonight.
Oh my God.
The MTV Movie and TV Award ratings came in.
Ooh, what?
The lowest of all time. This number is actually shocking. Like, shocking. 1.1 million viewers was the total from MTV. Then they aired it on six other networks. And that totaled about 800 or 900 extra thousand.
Okay.
So the grand total for the MTV Movie and TV Awards was 2 million viewers. That's it. 2 million viewers.
God. What does Rogan get a show?
Rogan gets 90 million downloads and views a week combined. So, you know, if you're breaking that down. Yeah, oh yeah, a week. Rogan is more powerful than any news network.
Rogan and Alex Jones, right? Or who?
Alex Jones is second. He gets 35 million views and downloads a week. I mean, you're looking at higher than anybody on cable news, certainly, for a one-hour time slot. Higher than O'Reilly, all those guys.
Wait, you're saying Alex Jones is 35 million and Rogan is 9 million?
90.
90.
Rogan is
90.
90. Yes.
Holy.
90.
That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking power is what it is.
Well, it's also like buy TV.
Sort of. I mean, he's like, you know, he's going live on YouTube, Rogan is. And, you know, the rumor I've heard within the Hollywood industry is that they offered him Stern's job.
Yeah.
At the same price at 500 million. And he said no. Maybe they're saving that for us.
Rumor. Hey, listen.
Maybe they're saving that for us.
If you want to talk about a perfect ranter and a fact-checking genius, You got it.
Yeah, we got it.
You got it right here.
We got it. All right, kids. It is that time in the show where we get to the revolutionary figure of the week.
Oi the week.
And the revolutionary figure of well, it's the day. Because we've been pumping out a lot of shows. There's been a lot of fucking hot shit.
You're a slave driver, dude.
Well, the day. I just got a lot of my mind. It's nice to come and unload.
Sure.
Take something out of my balls. You know?
I'd go daily.
Yeah, I would too. If we had fucking 90 million like Rogan and we were getting that kind of money, dude. Absolutely, I'd go daily. This one goes out to Stanley Finch. In 1908, the Federal Bureau of Investigation was created within the Department of Justice by Attorney General Charles Bonaparte.
Who pushed for
justice to have its own investigatory team. That's a hard word, investigatory.
Dude.
Team. Finch became the first head of the Bureau of Investigation. Way to go, Stanley Finch. You did us all goddamn proud. You know who did us proud?
Did us dirty
was James. Coming has done it. It feels good.
I don't know. Yeah.
It feels good. It's Tony. Is who it is.
I don't.
Yeah. It's a big hip hop song, Jabes.
Okay.
you're gonna have to go back to your your string quartet and your jug bands. I went off today. Thanks to Strike Force for keeping me going tonight. A lot of hot news, a lot of shit coming down the pipe. And the Ross Patterson Revolution is here with you. Jabes, I'm proud of you tonight.
Why?
You had a lot of energy, you had a lot of pep in your step. You mind your P's and Q's. You dotted all your I's and T's.
I feel like you're making fun of me.
I'm not.
Are you coming for me, bro?
I'm not.
I told you, do not come for me unless I send
for you. I'm not coming at you, bro.
You're coming at me, dude.
Don't come after me.
Don't come for me unless I send for you.
You were a fucking ridiculous human
being.
You're
fucking dumb, too.
All right, kids. For the Jables. Jesse Wiseman, I am Ross Patterson. This is the Ross Patterson Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good night.